每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
8月18日，你的财宝在哪里？只要积攒财宝在天上。马太福音6章20节。许多年轻人把生命建立在物质主义的基石上。我发现全国各行各业的人中都有一种对经济状况非常不满的情绪。人们想拥有越来越多的东西，他们忘记了我们正在享受着世上已知的最高的生活水平。我们仍然有贫困，数以百计的机构试图为此做些什么，然而我们不知满足，我们想要更多，更多，更多。但是耶稣说，你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。他是说，一个人的生命不在于他拥有财富的多少。阿道夫·伯利在他关于权力的研究中指出，财富往往使人孤独和寂寞，当然还有恐惧。很多时候富人会感到孤单和恐惧，因为当他把财富当成他的神时，留给自己的就是空虚。你看，没有神，生命就失去了自身的热情、目的和意义。让我们一起祷告。认识你，我的天父，给我的生命和灵魂带来了富足。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
August 18th, where is your treasure? Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, Matthew 6:20. 。Many young people are building their lives on the rock of materialism. I find across the country a deep economic discontent among people in every walk of life. People want more and more things. They forget that we are enjoying the highest standard of living the world has ever known. We still have poverty, and hundreds of agencies are trying to do something about it. But we're dissatisfied. We want more, more, more.But Jesus said, you cannot serve God and money. He said that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses. Adolf Berle, in his study of power, points out that riches often make people solitary and lonely and, of course, afraid. Many times a rich man knows loneliness and fear because when he makes his wealth as God, it leaves him empty. You see,Without God, life loses its zest and purpose and meaning. Let's pray. knowing you, my Heavenly Father, brings richness to my life and soul. In Jesus' name, Amen.